All right, so that takes us to what I think then is the final subject of today's meeting, which is the issue of whether or not there are restrictions that should be placed on fishing or turkey hunting, as was commented on during the public comment period. I don't know if Kelly is going to start that discussion or Kevin.
Mr. Chairman, this is Kelly, Upper Secretary. I can do that when you're ready.
Yeah, why don't you start? And, you know, the only thing I would say as we get going is I did ask who had authority to either, you know, end seasons or restrict seasons, whether it's fishing, turkey hunting, or whatever. And Kelly, I'm sure, will explain this, but I mean, the commission has authority, but I think it's a shared authority with, and I haven't looked at the statute, but I think it's shared in with the governor and the department. So that's something else we can discuss along the way, but I did want the commissioners to know as we begin this discussion that there is authority in the commission. So just keep that in mind as we go forward. So, Kelly, if you could lead the discussion, that would be good.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and commissioners. Again, this is Kelly Hepler, Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks, and our listeners. You know, this is an incredible time we're living in, one that we've never seen in our ages, and hopefully the next generations never will again. And there's just a, you know, there's a lot of concern out there. There's a lot of fear out there. You know, how do you react, you know, whether you're in Aurora County, or whether in Hughes County, or whether in Minnehaha? You know, and I think our governor and Department of Health, particularly our secretary, have just done a wonderful job as far as leadership, you know, letting people know this is a marathon and it's not a sprint. So we're doing responsible action, but we're not going to overreact either. We're going to react with the facts and figures and the CDC guideline tell us to do. You know, we're in constant contact with the governor's office, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, and Department of Health to ensure that the actions that we're doing are supported by the experts. These aren't decisions we're making independently. And I know some people are saying we're just keeping things open because we want the money. I mean, to me, and I'll be very candid about that, I take that as an insult to the good people who work for GF&P. That is not at all what we're doing. Our public safety and the safety of our workers and our workforce is paramount. But at the same time, we need to make decisions based on what the decision should be. I mean, the governor's made it clear she's not going to close down the borders. She's also made it clear she supports hunting and fishing and getting people out in our parks. We do too. In times of anxiety and people are depressed, I mean, and you want to focus on something positive, getting those families outside and recreating is very, very important to do. And I know people on the line are saying, okay, we're not asking to close it off for everybody, just some non-residents. And that just doesn't resonate a lot with me because it isn't about an individual. Where the individual came from, you know, a county here in South Dakota, or came potentially from Iowa or Minnesota, the two you hear the most part of. It's all about the fishing activity, not the individual. So at some point in the future, and realize these things change daily and some, you know, certainly weekly, we came to the point that we need a further reaction. We're not going to look at it as resident, non-resident. It's my recommendation saying it's the activity. And if you think recreational, you know, getting people out in the recreation on the outside is really necessary to shut down, then this going to, it'll include parks, it'll include hunting and fishing. But we think the message really needs to be is get outside. But we couple that immediately with we want to recreate responsibly. You need to follow the CDC rules. You need to have social awareness. You need to know how to separation is. And so if you come to a boat launch, for example, it's highly crowded, give people a chance to back away. Or if you're trying to bring your boat in, just don't back in like you normally. Wait for that boat gets out, then you can pull in. There's clearly ways that people can social distancing. And so then there's this balance. What do you do? And so I we're not to that point. At least I don't think we're to that point. We need to do those kind of reactions, Mr. Chairman. You know, I think people need to follow those guidelines. I think that's important to do those things. You know, in the end, it's an individual decision. Every one of us on the phone, every one of us listening in, has to make a decision what is best for your family. In Indiana, if that means I don't feel comfortable going into a park, I don't feel comfortable going out fishing, whether it's on the shore or on a boat. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to necessarily go out for a walk. I really do think I want to stay at home. Then that's fine. You need to do what's best for your family. But the balance also, I ask people to trust this governor who's shown incredible leadership during this time of crisis. And she has your best interests at heart and the best interests of South Dakota. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, is to follow what's best in South Dakota. Now, Mr. Chairman, I'm sure there'll be some questions from the commissioners. I'd be happy to answer that. Any kind of detail, you know, like Director Simpson can certainly talk about how they're approaching parks. There are certain precautions we are going to take, like we're closing down, you know, those large picnic areas. We're not going to, you know, those comfort zones where people go take a shower. We're not opening those. Still have facilities open for people to use the bathrooms. Fish cleaning stations, that's a nicety, but it's not a necessity. That does bring people. So we are taking those kind of responsible actions while we're doing those things. And I think with John Katilnik on the line, there's a direct question, Mr. Chairman, that you asked in regards to authority. But I think in the end, right, you summarize it correctly. This is a team approach. This isn't one where, you know, we're going to go off and do something that Department of Health doesn't support, or this isn't something the commission's going to go off and do something that the governor doesn't support. We are a community, and we're going to act like a community, and we're going to respond like a community. So we can talk about individual authorities. That's a technicality. That's really not what's going to drive this. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back over to you, and you can direct your questions where you want. Thank you.
Great. And so if we first address that, I think what we're going to do is I can put a small group together, and we can work with the department and whoever else so that every, whatever, 3 days perhaps, because things do change. So we'll have a group from the commission following this and being part of the reporting and analysis and all of that, and so that we can all be kept current and involved where it's appropriate that we need to be involved. But we can work out those details later. You know, out here, how about this? I mean, one of the reasons that people have started talking about turkey season and limiting non-residents is that's because that's what they did in Nebraska. So Kelly, could you address that? And I mean, why is it different? Or I mean, what was the reasoning there? And because we hear that out here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kelly Heffler again. You know, that's a great question. You know, every individual state and an individual governor is going to make the judgment what's best for their state. And I'm certainly not in a position, probably none of us in a position, to second guess why they didn't do that. You know, I explained what I think is our proper approach, at least from my you know, humble opinion. And they made an mm-hmm. informed decision. And of course, I wasn't sitting with them. I wasn't sitting in how they made those decisions or why. I haven't reached out directly to Director Jim Douglas, who's my counterpart, and asked that question. I just don't think that's the effective way to do that thing. But at the same time, I'm never going to second guess what another state does and how they react to this, or certainly not another governor. That's not my position. And they're going to do what they think is best for their state. And that isn't the best answer, Mr. Chairman, but that's the only answer I have at this time.
No, I understand. Well, how about other commissioners? What questions or comments or observations do you have?
This is Commissioner Whitmire.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I'm located up here in the northeast corner of the state, and so the neighboring communities, Webster, Wabe, Bristol, and a resounding concern from commissioners, sheriff's department, mayors, the community on the upcoming ice-off fishing, which has already begun along Highway 12. I had a witness given that there were 42 vehicles lined up on Highway 12 on Monday, and on Tuesday was 34. So certainly the fishing has already begun, and the concern is those non-resident license plates. And I will tell you, I guess my primary concern is the facilities. our cafes, restaurants, bars are all closed, and if they're not closed, it's takeout only. And what that equates to is there aren't restroom facilities available for these people, so they come fishing, and our communities aren't set up. So we've got the, you know, the Dollar General store type situation, which I understand those places are also low on employees at this time, and so there isn't a staff for cleanup of facilities when they're used by any particular person. And so the more influx we get from out of state, is the higher the concern of what that does to our own residents. And it I disagree on the difference between a non-resident, because I myself went into town today and I dropped off some tires and I use the facilities again at home. And I traveled outside of my state, I certainly wouldn't have done that, and it just changes that. So I do feel that we need to address this and treat it differently, because our friends and whatnot from out of state, they just don't have access to the same facilities that a resident does in their own home. And so I look forward to doing something to at least curb that interaction between people from out of certain areas and from the residents in those areas. And if we can't curb that, I'd be in favor of going so far as to do something about restricting non-resident fishing or hunting too, if that comes out in our discussions. Thank you.
Other commissioners have thoughts, comments?
I just had a question from some other people that were asking me about hunting in the hills. Is Custer State Park and the Game Lodge and those under our control, are they open for business?
Mr. Chair, this is Scott, Director of the Parks Division, Scott Simpson. Commissioner Olson, Custer State Park is open. The Game Lodge is open on a limited basis. You can get a room out there at Creekside right now. They obviously have their challenges, just like every other business across the state. But at this time, they're open for business.
Thanks.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you. Yeah, this is, you know, we've all seen the emails and I appreciate where Commissioner Whitmire is coming from. I'm on the, you know, pretty much polar opposite side of that thing at this current time. I think everybody's thoughts and comments from the public are well-intentioned, but I think we need to make decisions based on facts and data. If the comment is we have all kinds of boats going along the river and stuff like that, I know the department could certainly set up game cameras at many of these boat landings to see if, we've got 50 people fighting to back in a boat all at the same time, or if it's one here and one there. And over a week period, I think we could get some information. But the reality of it is we have people traveling into our state every single day. The grocery stores of the world, the wholesale goods stores of the world, don't get their stuff airdropped in. We have truckers coming through our state, going interstate, intrastate, every single day to every single city in this state, every single day, and those are outside people. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, the facilities are open, but anybody in the land right now that's traveling and doesn't have antiseptic spray with them, you know, hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes and all that kind of stuff to, you know, help mitigate when they have to go in to use public facilities, I think is just not paying attention, and all the regulations in the world aren't going to help that. Shutting down anything to out-of-state people, I think, is going too far. Because if we're going to get into who we think is a risk, Are we going to then go down to, if you have more than 10 cases in your county people can't travel anywhere, but if you have no cases, your people can? There's counties all over the United States that have way more cases that should be a concern than a county that has very few cases, and yet really we need to treat all those people the same currently unless we decide to start having categories of who can travel and who can't. So I think until we have really solid data on how much of that's going on and how much that is affecting people's lives, you know, I'm just going to be reluctant to start shutting stuff down. I don't know that why it's it may be under our purview. I don't know that that's necessarily should be our role in this particular environment. And I'd certainly like to see more actual data on how much traffic is going in and out before we do anything. But again, you start restricting travel based on in-state versus out-of-state resident, I think we're going down a slippery slope. Well, then we have to really start deciding which city can travel and which one can't, so to speak. So those are my thoughts.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Commissioner Olson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, one other thing in dealing with closures that I wanted to ask and see if anybody in the department could answer it, you know, it's a, collectively the Corps of Engineers and Crow Creek and Lower Brule Sioux tribes have concluded that the boat ramps are going to be closed effective on the 3rd of April to stop the spread. Do we know which ramps they're talking about? Which ones they have under their control? Is it all the boat ramps in?
No, this is Kelly Hepler again. No, it's not all of them. It's and I can bring up that list pretty quick. If not, I don't know if Mark, if you're on the phone, or Scott, if you could bring it up. I'm trying to dig it out of my in-basket now. So here it is. And so my understanding, and Mark, you can correct me, it's the so you're looking at the Good Soldier, North Shore, Old Port Thompson, Spillway Dyke, the left tail race and right tail race. That's what they're looking at. So that doesn't, for example, that does not include like our two that we have presently right now that we work with a core on. So those are, they'd be those 1, 2, 3, 6 locations, I guess, is what it's going to be. And Mark Holm, I don't know if you're on the phone, if you can, is that correct or not?
Yeah, okay. This is Mark Holm, regional supervisor in Chamberlain. Chairman and commissioners, Kelly's absolutely correct there. Though all the ramps that he cited there are the Corps of Engineers controlled ramps. And to be clear, this is preliminary yet. That decision has not been completely finalized, is my understanding. It is likely, but it is not 100% yet at this point. All of those ramps are either in or very close to Fort Thompson in the Big Bend Dam area. The ramps that Lower Brule Sioux Tribe has closed would be everything on within the Lower Brule Sioux Reservation. So we're looking at Iron Nation, trying to think of the rest of them, Little Bend, everything on the west side of the river there within the reservation anyway.
Mr. Chair, is that something that are we planning on putting out or getting on our site so people are aware of what's open and what's closed? I've heard that there's 2-hour waits out at Chamberlain already, and I think if they start closing those other ones, it could get crazy on some of these boat ramps.
Well, it would certainly be a good idea, and then I hope those that are shutting these ramps properly sign them so the public will know who's making the decisions at the various locations, because we'll probably get some questions about that. It'll be helpful if whoever decides to close something down puts a sign up saying who made the decision. Any other comments or questions?
Mr. Chair, this is Commissioner Olson. I have one more thing non-corona related.
Sure, sure.
Just a general question might go to Secretary, but I'd had some people, believe it or not, people are starting to think about planting food plots, and was talking to a couple different people over in Moody County that said that they still haven't received their food plot payments from last year, and they usually get them in February. I'm not aware of what the real timeline is, but they said that they were postponed indefinitely or there was some snafu in the paperwork. Does anybody have any insight that I could share with them? Or you could, doesn't have to be answered now. You could always just send me a note, but I just wanted to get that out before I forget about it.
This is Secretary Hepler. Yep. Commissioner Olson, I wasn't aware of that, and we'll certainly research that because, you know, we want to, obviously, we support food plots and working with people. So I don't know if Tom Kirschman's on the phone, if you're hurting like that, but either way, we'll get something out and check back with you and the other commissioners. And if you have anybody in particular names that we can contact directly, we'll follow up for him.
Great.
Yeah, Kelly, this is Tom, and Commissioner Olson, I had not heard that either, so I will check into that ASAP. We'll get it resolved.
So does anyone else have any comments on COVID-19 and that subject? If not, maybe what I will do is ask Commissioner Whitmire and Sharp to join me on a group of committee of three, and then we can be in communication with the department on all these issues, and if something significant is happening, then we will get in touch with the rest of the commission. Does that anybody object to proceeding in that way? Okay. I can't, can you hear that? I can't really hear who's talking and what's being said.
Yes, I couldn't hear anything either, Chairman.
Commissioner Locke.
Was somebody just speaking? Hi, John.
Commissioner Locke can hear. That sounds like a two-way radio in the background of somebody's phone.
Oh, okay. All right. No other comments, discussion on any of these subjects? Then I think the only other thing on the agenda is subjects for next meeting, and certainly we don't know whether that'll be another phone meeting or it's scheduled to be at Custer State Park. Circumstances will dictate that. So if anyone has a subject they want on the agenda, please let us know, and we'll get it on the agenda. And otherwise, I believe we've completed this meeting, and we'll adjourn. Thank you, everybody.